What is going on, my wayward nigga?
Not a goddamn thing. What is going on with you?
Oh, same shit, different fucking day, man. Stay-at-home parent gig. You know how it is.
That sounds like fun.
Welcome back to podcasting, ladies and gentlemen, with the two batshit fuckers known as This Is Why They Hate Us. I am Jerry Brewer, along with my African-American sidekick. This is...
Yep, that's us. We'll just go with that. Let's not say my name out loud.
Ducky.
Yeah, that's it. Ducky. Hopefully this thing lasts more than 5 seconds. My app was acting very strange before this started. So if this lasts more than a minute, then I'll be surprised. And that's what she said.
Well, we're 49 seconds right now. So
we're almost time for me to be finished. Anyways.
All right. So here is today's topic that I have for you, Mr. Plucky. Shit. Your thoughts on transgender athletes.
On transgender athletes. Oh, wow.
That's
so
a fact.
I'm assuming we're going to be talking mostly about the males that decide to go female, since that's where a lot of the drama lies.
Oh, no, we'll talk about both. But, yeah, predominantly that one first. Yeah,
because
we'll go with
I
that.
Don't know very many athletes that are female that try to go into male sports that way.
There's a few. There's actually a woman that is recently trans. A man that is going to take up the profession of boxing.
Really? What weight class?
Boxing.
What weight class?
Huh? I don't know. She's not a fat bitch, so I'm going to go with welterweight or bantamweight or one of them fucking
that's
weight classes. Skinny shit. I'm fucking glued some
wow,
cubes
see,
to her
that,
face
wow.
and everything.
It's going to be like that Jackass skit, just a bunch of students. Yeah.
It kind of fucking looks that way. Oh, yeah, probably crabs and all. I don't fucking know.
But I mean, congrats to them for him, her, however they want to be. I'm guessing him for, you know, trying to jump into the boxing ring with genetic males. My only issue is that, like, males are genetically built to be more pre-positioned to do that. Not to saying that, like, I'm boxing than this woman that is now transitioning over. No, she probably beat the shit out of me. There's probably women walking down the street right now that beat the shit out of me. But when it comes to people doing this for their career, I would assume that the males would have an advantage of the females because of testosterone and because of just skeletal build. You do that right?
What in the fuck is
I
that
have
noise?
No idea. This is what happens when you, like, fuck an anchor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now so popular that Steve Jobs and aliens are trying to contact us and communicate to us through a podcast. We have pissed off the LGBTQ letter people so much that they're now trying to fucking subliminally transcribe our fucking podcast.
What is that?
What the fuck is this shit, dude?
That is frightening. You coming, Pete? Please don't let this pieces.
I don't know what that is. Why don't we fucking stop and pick it back
right,
up?
How about you start this next one? Yeah.
You want me to start it?
I mean, we're lasting longer than usual.
You try it again. You try fucking sending the request again one more time, and we'll pick it up from there. If that doesn't right. work, then I'll pick it up.
We'll catch you on the other side of this thing.
All right. Well,
apparently this episode's about aliens.
No shit.
Is that like
transgender aliens are trying to fucking take over the podcast right now.
Well, they're doing a good job. Is this to the U.S. government for transcribing?
Trans.
Did that.
All right, you want me to try? Are you fucking doing like thing, or what, where the fuck are you right now?
I'm in my parking lot. I have a full LTE, full service, everything's... I have no idea. I think maybe it's my phone's running a little hot. I don't know.
All right, it sounds okay right now. No, it's back. Whatever the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, you try hosting this next one.
It was fine 5 seconds ago.
It was, and I couldn't hear anything.
How about now?
Not so bad. This band that only has spoons.
Sounds like a drowning ice cream truck is what it fucking sounds like.
It's like the batteries are dying in this Teddy Ruxpin and the drowning.
Well, so what do you want to do here? You want me to try and fucking send you one? Because I'm pretty convinced that it's your Apple that's trying to fucking kill us.
It might be. You may have said so much shit about Apple that the thing just does not want to work.
I'm almost wondering if, like, since we're on a fucking speakerphone, both of us is reverberating back and the mic is constantly struggling.
Maybe that's it.
Trying to play the sound and turn the volume down.
I can't, actually. Oh, there it goes. It did it very slowly.
Okay, we're good. Look at that. From across the country, Cyber has unfucked the Apple phone. Oh, never mind.
Weird feedback. I'm talking.
I'll try fucking turning down my volume. Maybe my superior Android is overpowering your shit.
Possibly.
It's a How about now? Better. Okay.
It's very strange, though.
I've never adjusted that before, so anyway.
Are we training spot?
Anyway. Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Anyway, transgender athletes, go.
I think I covered, you know, I don't know if it's a weird gray area of.
So what I just saved you guys there from having to check your phones or computers or whatever you're listening to this on was about 2.5 minutes of complete and utter dead air. And then about another minute and a half of dead air on the other end of it, in which the first part is Jerry describing in utter gruesome Django-like detail about how people were going to string me up and light me on fire in the middle of their lawn. So, you know, that's what friends are for.
About it, and then expecting kudos from me for, like, you know, like, you're in that case, you're my friend, my brother, family, and whatnot. You're protecting me from someone trying to kill me and trying to be racist and shit and, you know, tie me to a fucking lowercase t and light me on fire. That's different. Come on, man. We're supposed to be pros at this. We're podcasting here. Got to have this shit written down. Oh, you're talking about Friday? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, my God. And that, yeah, me, I'm fine with that, too. But none of us are tweeting about it. No one's saying, you know, that person is, we're not calling out something for being racist on the internet. That is a real life situation of someone protecting another person's life because that asshole decided to be racist. Maybe. Just one solid manly tear for you. Yeah, I'm just going to walk in and they're going to be like, "What, boy, spread your cheeks and let your sack." What? No, I'm here to see that guy. He protect, God damn it. Like, what the hell? I just walked in. Like, we don't know what kind of brown you are, boy. You one of them Arabs? You a Puerto Rican? I don't know how the hell you swam this far, because this is Iowa, boy. There's not a lot of ocean between here and...
Yeah, I'm not going to edit that in.
What? I was going to say, fucking Area 51 alphabet people invaded us.
Like, dude, that was fucking nuts. I listened to it again, and I'm like, the fuck?
Fucking...
Like, almost dead on the moment we actually start getting into the topic is when everything fucking went to shit. Black
gender like, shit right there is what that was.
And which is funny, because some of the portions where we weren't talking about that anymore came out... But then once we got back to it, it just went right back. Like, every trans person that wants to compete in competitive weightlifting decided to attack our anchor right there. Conspiracy theories, man. Confirmed.
True story.
Half-Life 3 confirmed. But, yeah, it was weird. But then there were some of the parts where I actually thought was super funny when we were talking about if somebody, some racist bastard tries to, like, you know, string me to a lowercase t and light me on, make me a fucking lawn ornament. That whole conversation?
Yeah.
Almost completely gone. Unfortunately. Which I thought that shit was super funny, but most of it's gone, although you can only hear me.
Well, it's to sum it all up in a nutshell.
Oh, man. But, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, baby. Just do what you want.
Yeah, that was my Bill Clinton.
You sounded pretty fucking white for a blackie.
There you go, baby. Now, that's how I kept
puts the cigar in the vagina or gets the hose again.
It's just, you know, you pick up the phone and go, well, hi, how are you? Yes, my name is Christian Ballard. Yes, hi. I'm here alone. Works out great.
Black on paper, every time. White on the phone.
I'd like to... Hey, baby. And still couldn't get into college that well. Anyway. Well,
you know, they've got missionary colleges out there.
Hey, that sounds very dirty and not something I'm only part of the time.
Yeah. I was gonna say, how's that Jesus College working out for you?
Oh, yes. I don't know why I became Hebrew all of a sudden, but that's how bad
you're,
it is.
You're in a fucking Jewish college? What the fuck?
No. It's a Baptist. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's California Baptist University, so it's all about Jesus. Even when you're trying to work through PowerPoint, it's all about good old power of Christ compelling you to right-click that slide, and that will bring down the options, and then you can edit it from there.
I have so much crazy shit rolling through my fucking head right now, I don't think that will record.
Which, I don't know why I had to be from the South for that part, but...
Yeah,
I just did. I mean, they're Baptists. I should have been like super uber black going, oh, hallelujah. Do you feel through you now? Make sure you save your Word document.
Yeah. It's all fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit.
I just mean the Word document? Well, it depends what I was saying.
Fucking organized religion. It's all bullshit.
Well, I just... Like, I had to take an exit exam, not exam, but like an exit polling. It's kind of like when you leave a job and they do an exit interview.
Did you have to kill a religious leader of another denomination?
Oh, yeah, that would have been fucking hilarious. You need to go over to the Middle East. Yeah. Why am I Middle Eastern for this? Yeah. But you need to go over.
We'll give you a YouTube account and some webcams, and you'll make some more lonely sandals.
Yeah, right.
And now we're going to get bombs in the mail.
But. You know, nobody knows our address just yet. Besides the several few. Oh, damn it, Max, I swear to God. Don't you dare.
Be on Anchor, right? Well, Android. Fuck Apple.
Hey, we made it to 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's about the standard.
Hey, man. If it was good for you, it was good for me.
I know. Anyway, worth the trip, I guess.
Right? But yeah, anyways, I had to take this exit exam thing. I'm walking near traffic now. I had to take this exit exam thing you're asking. Huh?
Smile.
Oh, why? What? Oh, shut the fuck up. God damn it. Yeah, it took me a sec. Wow. That was good. It took me a second on that one. Usually I'm faster about those ones, but nope. Good job. Good job.
Do what I can.
Thanks. Got to keep me on my toes.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm taking this damn exit exam, and they're asking questions like, how did, like, was the faith integration good for you? What did you take away from that? I answered literally like, my degree was in accounting. I took away that, no. Stop it.
I took away 1 + 1 maybe equals 50 cents in your pocket.
Yeah, right? I took away that there's no way in accounting that Jesus made all that wine and fish appear compared to what the fuck you just told me.
Yeah. Yeah. Water to wine and endless buckets of shrimp equal an eternal salvation on a white fluffy cob where you can't get jobs because they're against...
Or you put down $15 at the Red Lobster, all right? Just what the fuck, yeah. People?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of questions like that. Like, do you feel like more invigorated with the power of Jesus? Get the hell out of here. I feel like I need to get this degree to use.
I believe more in transgender aliens that were trying to make contact with us earlier than I do in organized religion.
Yeah, right.
And no, I'm not a Scientologist. Fuck you, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, right. It's like, I believe that hopefully this degree will get me into a better job so I can stop just no.
Just working your way up that corporate ladder of bleeding dicks till you get the corner office.
I'm going to agree with only parts of that statement. And I'm not going to tell you which parts.
Yeah, well. Your donut shaped Red Wing says it all, sir.
Oh, yeah, no. No, sirree, Bob. Nope, and a big fat fucking nope.
Sorry, Bob. None for you.
Yeah, none for Bob, none for no. Trust me, I think our conversations would be much different. No, they'd probably be the same if I was gay.
I was going to say, yeah, there might be a little...
I'd probably be like more agreed to be like, damn right I did, bitch, but this time I ain't bleeding. But no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I was going to say, there might be a little more homo-centric conversation, but even then,
we're back to being Jews. What's the thing?
Back to being Jews. What the fuck?
Meh.
What do you have against fucking Jews there, Black Hitler? Let's get this out here.
When did I get a mustache? When did I get a Michael Jordan mustache? Don't you put that curse on me, Ricky Bobby.
You go to a fucking Baptist college, and you've mentioned Jews now 2 times in the last, 15 minutes, if you want to count a reconnection.
They did ask several times what denomination I was, and they had a very long list of things that I didn't even know were religion. So, hey, so I was worried that if I clicked the wrong one, that they would have put a curse on me or something, or they probably would have revoked my goddamn degree.
They're gonna put the Sheeny curse on you, you fucking bastard.
Whoa, that is horribly racist to somebody. And I am not offended by that because, well,
I just told you to smile in traffic 5 minutes ago.
I know, right?
I say,
well, because that's funny.
All of a sudden, it's fucking.
He said it again, ladies and jelly spoons. I just love this double standard that I'm creating. It's delightful.
You sound like the rest of the fucking PC culture we're in.
Well, the thing is I guess the irony is that I know that I'm doing it, but I'm doing it because it's funny to me. I wouldn't do that normally. Like, if someone else was saying, Colin said something about that shit, I probably wouldn't be like...
Someone was saying, what now? You wouldn't... What?
So, like, if... I'm not the one to be going onto the social medias. Wow, I sounded old on that one. I'm not one to go on social media and start bitching about whether or not it's okay to punch Nazis. You know? I'm not that person. Like, if someone says something that's fucked up like that, I'm not going to be the one going, well, I'm offended for them. Yeah, that's not me.
It's totally fine to punch a fucking Nazi. Any hate group is totally fine to punch them.
Like, to me, you saying Sheeny curse like that in that turn, and me reacting that way, overreacting, obviously, being offended for someone else that's not even, whoever's listening to this that would be offended by that, whoever that is, like, obviously, if you're listening to this and you're offended by that, I don't know how you weren't offended by everything else that's been said the entire time we've been doing this.
Yeah, go have yourself a kosher Klondike bar and a nap. Well,
and if you have been, yeah, if you have been offended by this, please let us know, like and comment, subscribe, whatever the hell it is on your platform, and then we'll just make sure to keep making fun.
Ammunition. That's fucking fantastic.
Yep.
Please give me a single target to vent that. Nominations.
Just, you know, make sure to share with all your friends how horrible we are as human beings.
I think I shit on every opportunity. If it comes up, yeah, I'll shit on them. I don't care. I'll shit on anyone.
I think I'm going to go with an old Don Rickles joke and be like, well, I make fun of everybody. You know, the blacks, the Mexicans, the Asians, the Jews. Well, the Jews, not so much, because he was Jewish. That's gonna be. I'll make fun of just about everybody. I'll make fun of Don Rickles, right? Like, I'll make fun of everybody, but, you know, my own, Nah, I'll make fun of black people all day. I don't care.
I'll fucking make fun of white people. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I think, we were having this conversation a little while ago. It's like, it's very hard to make fun of white people for the most part. There isn't any, like, singular racist-ass word you could say to white people that's just equally as offensive as anything that white people have come up for us.
Sure there is.
What? What in the world can I call you as a white man or white... As a white person. Male, female, don't matter. What can I call you that will incite as much rage and violence as me calling another black person the N-word? Or you calling a black person the N-word? Using the ER and everything.
A racist.
See, I don't know. I mean, that's not singularly for white people. I can see where you're going, what you're going for, though. I can see when white people, when I have said, hey, that's some racist ass bullshit you just said, and they just fucking flip out because they're like, I'm not a racist, but wait, you just said but, and you just said some racist shit beforehand. So.
I don't know. Honestly, the words, and you're going to fucking scoff and probably rebuttal repeatedly with this, but I would actually say the words white privilege strikes a little bit of a triangle for me.
Really? I'm not scoffing. I'm not confused. I'm just curious. That just sounds like somebody that's bi. I'm not confused. I'm just curious. I don't know. I gotta poke the holes where I can. Just like by people. Anyways.
I'm so tired of hearing this fucking white privilege shit. It's just, I don't buy into it. I don't buy into it.
It's because you're white, Jerry.
No. Yeah. I disagree.
Of course you are. It's...
Okay.
If there's... It's trying to explain how... male privilege can be in certain situations, or almost
male
like,
privilege.
Yeah.
How about female privilege?
There is that. I'm not saying there isn't in certain situations.
And there's black privilege. There's shit that goes without saying that's easier for certain individuals than others. But I can honestly say, as a white male, surrounded by dirty diapers and children. Has to check their bank accounts. There's not a lot of money rolling in.
Okay, white privilege isn't necessarily about finances entirely.
Maybe then I'm ill-informed. Please explain to me white privilege.
So
from a black
I'm going
Go.
To give you a small synopsis of white privilege. It is not the entirety of white privilege, but this is just a small sliver of what has predominantly made it so that there is a privilege there. Not to mention that we've got, depending on who you ask, a good few hundred years of slavery and apartheid to go that we are just getting out of. Certain individuals you talk to, apartheid ended in 1960-something for the United States. So we have a lot of growing still to do.
What, South Africa, where it was against the law for whites to marry blacks?
Yeah, so it's but American apartheid. It wasn't.
All right. So full disclosure. first exclusive Android-related issue in regards to recording in the history of our podcast. My battery died.
Oh, as my good Jesus Christ.
Oh, yep. Gotta that say it. Android, you gotta step up your fucking battery game.
That makes me happy because I'm sitting at a cool 45% when I started this at like 70, so I think I'm doing okay. I might be able to make it back home before it dies.
Anyway, American apartheid, go.
So, depending on who you talk to, that either ended the moment, you know, Abraham Lincoln decided to semi-free the slaves before the war ended, or it ended 1960-something.
Okay.
Just depends on who you talk to. Me personally, I kind of lean a little bit more towards 1960-something, depending on the part of the country you're in. But, you know, attitudes towards black people didn't really change until, I don't know, it probably would have been around the 60s. Just depending on what part of the country you're in most of the time. Because as much as everyone wants to say California's great, there's parts of California where being brown ain't cool. even now. So, I'll put it this way. Here's just a small sliver of it. You've got vets coming back from World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are then given the housing program starts and everything. What they are told when they come back home is, you know, the whites, they get nice houses and nice areas, whatnot. Everything's great for them. The blacks, there are literally maps and sections where they said that they cannot have these houses. It is systematically putting people, African Americans, into what would now become lower income areas, or just deny them outright. And which we know studies have shown that people that come from having a good household or a good house financially will then propel them into the future, because as your generations go on, you have more income to start off the next generation with. And that all necessarily can start from having a house, especially if it's in a good area. And if it's in that good area, then they're going to better schools. They have better opportunities. It's just how it is. There are those that when you can start out, you have two students, doesn't matter race at that point. It's if they're starting at the same level, have the same grades and everything, but their incomes from their families are wildly different, then there's less opportunities for those that have a lower income. Unless they are somehow able to make it into that really good college on a full scholarship and do all that shit, which doesn't happen all the time, they're going to be stuck doing shitty, they're going to have shittier jobs, and they're going to have a harder time getting to that point. Whereas those that have a higher income and those that are better connected are able to put their children in which they can succeed, whether they do good or not, because their mother, their father, whomever did this thing. So if you start off on this game of life behind five steps because of some shit that happened fucking 1950, 1940, 1940 something, that doesn't help. And that's just a small portion of it. That is just a small stem. That's like a small seed that grows out to 2019 now. Where just that's just economics. And that's the economically, that's the case for any race. But when it systematically happens mostly to African Americans and they're put in these situations, it doesn't matter. If this was happened the other way around, well, you'd see it just the same for whites or anyone else.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a small portion of it.
Okay, first,
that's just one incident.
Are you through with that particular point you were on?
Yes.
Okay, so I will counter that with when America was first established, would you or would you not say that the vast majority of most settlers in the United States were white? The Pilgrims, if you were on Columbus's fuck ship.
Columbus's? Well, he brought slaves with him. If we're going to go back Mayflower, there were still...
Just hear me out.
Those were honkies, sure, on the Mayflower. I'll give you that one.
Would you say that the majority of those would-be honky settlers that suffered through the bitter winters and made peace with the Indians just to kill them.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I realize that fucking whites are predominantly an evil group of bastards. I'll give you that.
Most of the time, you know.
Most of the time. But at
and
least
then
at
the
least,
white man came.
At least through history. I will say that whites are predominantly the evil bastards.
Through
history.
Got some colonizing going on.
Yeah.
Hate my home, my mother's home country. Some of the greatest on the planet.
Yeah, true story. And before them you got the Roman Empire.
There you go.
So the people that came over on the fucking Mayflower that set up shop, that fucking froze to death in the winter, fucking women, babies, men, all of them were not wealthy. For the most part, maybe I'd say one or two out of 200 maybe had bank or pull, if you will, still claiming the crown that they were the governor or the sovereign body in charge of this little fuck show. But the vast majority were fucking poor. Those settlers went on. More settlers came over. Again, everyone who fought for land all across the fucking country that were white and moving west, most of the people who went west didn't have fucking slaves. They had no slaves in tow. They were all fucking broke fuckers looking for free land, all whites. I can't say all whites, but the vast majority, all whites. All poor shit, looking for free land, and they all grew their shit over time. And I'm paraphrasing a lot of this.
Of course.
But over time, they made their wealth. And then I want to counter as well, how do you explain the individuals that are born in certain situations? Why is it always the environment that is guaranteed to make the fucking outcome? Me, for example, I was in the middle of the fucking desert in a fucking trailer with a drunken, abusive, biological sperm donor. And I don't do any of those things. In fact, I abhor them. And I've never laid a hand on a woman, and I still won't. But, I mean, how do you justify saying that the environment equals the outcome when I will say that, you know, statistically speaking, there probably is a high predominance of that. But how is that not just maybe evolution trying to weed out the fucking weak links? I realize that doesn't sound very humane of me, but at the same point in time, how is it not just maybe Mother Nature saying maybe we shouldn't give a shit?
I would say that it's not necessarily always environment, because in my example, there are those that make it out of that scenario through scholarship or through perseverance or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even in those circumstances, once again, you're starting fucking 15 spaces back. Okay. And my point is that, and it has been the case through American history that white is almost always right. So even for the settlers that went out west, that did all that shit, as you've seen, most of the western states are predominantly not so racist.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Arizona.
Oh, fuck you.
come on, man. They don't even recognize Martin Luther King Day as a holiday.
They got to make that money in the desert, yo.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's it. we'll go with that.
Just recognize it as a holiday. They don't now.
No, they. I don't think they do. I don't know if that's changed recently, and if somebody wants to correct me on it, go for it. If anyone wants to correct me on anything we said, go for it. Because we have no idea what we're talking about. We have a general idea. Well, anyways. What I say with environment on special cases, some succeed, some don't. Your case, kind of like my case when it comes to certain aspects of my upbringing, there are things that I will never do, ever do, towards any offspring that I have.
Okay, you're full of shit. I just pulled it up. Arizona is got Martin Luther King Day as a holiday. Fuck you.
When did they enact it as a holiday?
It says 2 years ago, the rocky history
of... 2 years ago! Okay, sorry.
Shut up. I don't know when they put it in play. Okay, so Arizona began working to create a holiday after he was killed in the early 1970s. But eventually those measures failed.
In 1983, Ronald Reagan signed into effect, make it a thing. The holiday was observed for the first time in the United States in 1986. So 3 years after Ronald Reagan put it into play, Arizona picked it up. And then apparently some ass clown, Bruce Babbitt, 86, declaring that it should be a thing. However, just before the holiday in 1987, another governor stepped in and said, nope, that's shit. And then it went back into being a thing. Negative reaction, Arizona voted against the creation of the holiday in 1990. But 2 years later, it was the decision by the National Football League to pull upcoming Super Bowl because it did not want to deal with potential fallout. Apparently, fucking Super Bowl got involved in this shit. Apparently, 1993. Yeah, 1993. Basically, in a nutshell, it took the NFL saying, you guys are dicks. We're not going to be responsible for this shit. We're not ever going to have our Super Bowl in your state unless you have Martin Luther King Day. So, thank you, NFL.
Right? It has to be a fucking sporting organization for one of the biggest sports on the planet, the world's wealthiest sports on the planet, to fucking make this happen. Okay. Anyways. But thank you for the fact check.
Yep, yep. I can't entirely say that was a fact check. That was as a news source reported it 2 years ago. So, you never know.
I mean, hey, we've got the internet right at our fingertips. Why not, right?
It's probably the smartest thing. I'll use my smartphone in weeks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's what comes down to it is that part of it is for white privilege is that for most, and I'm just going to say black people because that's just kind of what we're talking about.
Are you still recording on your end?
Yeah. Are you?
It says this recording has ended. Oh, well.
Did it really? I'm still going. Yeah. It okay, says two cool. people recording, 12 minutes.
Sweet. All right. Carry on.
All right. We'll see what the fuck happens. but we're just saying black people because that's what we're talking about, kind of.
Yep.
Starting 15 spaces back, starting from the entire, for hundreds of years, the entire country viewed these people as slaves. Our founding fathers had fucking slaves.
Yep.
So, literally, Thomas Jefferson had a fucking slave.
Yeah.
Which I think is bullshit that they want to say that they discovered her apartment. No, that's not her apartment. That's called her slave quarters, where she was raped by Thomas Jefferson. But anyways, when you start off with these things, these people, as we now call them people, then it was property. So you start off a few hundred years being called property. You do not get full rights until, I don't know, 100 and some odd years later. You get voting rights for the most part, but that doesn't mean you get anything else. And then in the South, it's apartheid until 1960-something.
I would say give or take certain parts of the country, that apartheid probably still extends to this day.
I mean, what it had been 20 years ago when I went down to Louisiana, taking a trip down through the southern states. I think I was in Alabama, and there was a standing in line at a gas station with my dad, and this extremely dark gentleman who was standing just in front of us in line. We get up to the counter, and the guy behind the counter literally tells this black guy to get the fuck out of the way so me and my dad can go next. And I remember looking at the guy at the counter and then my dad going like, what the fuck just happened? And my dad's like, shut up. just shut the fuck up. And then we got outside and I was like, what was that about? I don't understand. He's like, well, things are different in certain parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everywhere is like California. And I was just like, what the fuck? And then finding out later that I was actually black, it was like, oh shit.
So out of curiosity, in that part of the story, I realized from a child's perspective that might have seemed that way, but was the gentleman maybe just trying to fucking argue about whether or not it was or wasn't a winning scratch ticket?
No, actually, it was not. He was just in line, and he like walked up to be next, and the guy literally like looked behind him to see who else was there, which was me and my dad, and then told him to go to the side so we can go next.
I see. Okay.
That's it. There was no argument. It was just within a few seconds. I just remember being stunned.
Yeah. Yeah, that,
I mean, that shit doesn't happen anymore, but that happened 10 years ago. No, honestly, not 10 years ago. Fucking 20 years ago.
Honestly, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if it still wasn't happening in certain parts of the country. I can honestly say that me as a white person, I probably have more fear of being assaulted or killed or maimed in certain parts of this country than you do as black. I can say that definitively.
I mean, yes and no. Because as you can hear from a lot of black people, we're afraid of black people too. Depending.
Just, okay. I'm just saying.
I understand. No, I do understand.
Take your average black gentleman, drop him off in the worst fucking locations in Compton, Chicago, Detroit, New York, fucking Louisiana, down them fucking swamp people. That shouldn't even be a country.
Where my mom says my family's from. The swamps.
Fucking bayou voodoo dolls.
Hey, man.
Anyway.
Got some good fish. They got some good food down there.
I'll give them that, yeah. But you drop an average black gentleman off at any one of the locations that I just listed off, even in the worst known racist areas, Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, that black gentleman is probably going to be just fine. He might get a look or two. He might get some shit talked, provided he doesn't fucking, you know, interfere with law enforcement.
Yeah.
But at the exact same point in time, you take a white guy, me, okay? You drop my white ass off in the worst areas in Compton, Chicago, Detroit, New York, Louisiana, or even in certain places down south, in the hollers, as I later found out, you don't go back there if you're not one of their kin. It doesn't matter what fucking color you are. I mean, if they don't know you and haven't bred with you and around you, you don't go there.
I mean, I sure that would be the case no matter what color you were.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's some definite fucking territories that I can honestly say as a white man is probably more threatening to be in than a black man.
So I'll counter with two things. One is a story that I remember you told me about that I will counter with somewhat recent police interactions with black people. And the second is a D.L. Hughley quote, which I love. It makes so much sense. And the quote is... The quote is the scariest thing to be as a black person is in the imagination of a white person.
The scariest thing to be as a black...
Yeah, the scariest thing as a black man or black woman is to be in the imagination of a white person. That is the scariest place you could possibly be. And even in your own scenario, you are thinking that if you are placed in this area where there's predominantly black people, something's going to happen to you.
I can honestly tell you that would.
I can say
because I've been in at least. I haven't been in the worst areas in Compton. I've been in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is the one time where I was assaulted by a knife by a Hispanic, and got cut the fuck up, and he got blasted into Kingdom Come. I got stitches, and he didn't. So there was that.
I mean, I would also counter with you do look like a white supremacist.
Okay, so it's okay to profile because I'm
white. No, I was making the joke. Shut up. Don't be offended for somebody else now. Fuck off. Anyways, go on.
The point is that it has nothing to do with the imagination. It has nothing to do with the imagination.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. If a dark black man is walking down the street wearing a hood at night, you're going to think differently than if you see a white gentleman walking down the street.
I'll put it this way. If it's fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't give a fuck who is walking towards you. They might as well be Charlie fucking Manson. As far as I'm concerned, if it's fucking 2 a.m. and they're walking towards you in a hoodie, you're probably fucked.
It's 10 p.m. Doesn't matter what time it is.
Anyways. And I'm on a long, dark stretch of the road, and I see a person of color walk up to me in a hoodie.
And?
Hello?
No, I'm still here. We're still going. It's strange.
Okay. and I see a person of color walk up to me in a hoodie.
Or just walking down the street.
Oh, walking down the street. Same side of the road I'm on, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. First, they should know to go to the other side.
No.
Yeah, right?
Honestly,
you know your place honestly, around here, bro.
No, honestly, I don't give a fuck what color they are. I am always on high alert. I am always on fucking high alert.
So in your your experience, it would be your imagination for anybody. It doesn't matter who the fuck they are. In your head, you're thinking this person might do something to me. No. That's not always the case. Though.
Majority of the case, people need to watch fucking Forensic Files or watch fucking YouTube videos and see what the fuck actually goes on in this world.
So, and that kind of brings me to my next point. Your personal story that you had told me back when we were having gun control talks.
Okay.
You had mentioned that at times when you get pulled over and you tell the officer that you carry a firearm, they get a little twitchy, but nothing happens, right? You're still alive.
So I'll reenact it.
Go for it.
I'm usually doing 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, usually.
Okay.
So I know I'm already in the wrong. As soon as I see the car flip a bitch, I pull over. I've actually pulled over and the cop wanted to do nothing. They were actually just going back towards the fucking station. And they pulled up behind me like, hey, you having car trouble? What's going on? No, thought you were pulling me over. My bad. And I go about my day.
Guilty conscience.
Yeah, usually to see my... Yeah, well, because I look down, I'm like, man, fuck, he's going to be more pissed if he's got to chase me. So maybe that's the highlight of his day, and I'm pissing him off by just pulling over. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows, right?
So I pull over, and as soon as the officer walks up to the vehicle, he goes, hey, how you doing today? You know, I pulled you over today because you're doing 10 miles an hour over, etc. You got your license and registration. First off, the car is turned off, the keys are on the dash, and my hands are on the steering wheel, and don't fucking move. That's rule number one. Rule number two is I make eye contact and I say, officer, just to let you know, I have a concealed weapon, being the operative and most important fucking word of this discussion. I have a concealed weapon on my person in order to access my identification and my permit for carrying said weapon. I will have to sweep it in order to access those documents. How would you like to proceed? Usually they say, I've had a few say, fucking, well, you keep yours where yours is and I'll keep mine where mine is. But their hand is usually always on their fucking pistol. Usually. Because they don't know what the fuck they're walking up to. But they're listening to my honesty anyway. And I say it's on my right hip at the fucking 4 o'clock position. And I put my fucking ass and hip towards the steering wheel. That way they can see it. I put my hand down on my thigh. I reach up towards my back pocket. I pull out my wallet, give them their shit. And the way it goes. Usually, 9 times out of 10, they let me go. Occasionally, I get a warning because they've seen that I've been pulled over and gotten 9 other warnings.
jackass.
But they usually let me go. And they usually wind up saying, hey, thanks for letting me know about that. A lot of people don't, etc., etc. I say, no, man, I understand completely. You never know what the fuck you're walking up to. You're just pulling me over because I broke the damn law. I get it. And they thank me for my time, tell me to have a nice day. Wish more people knew the shit that I knew. That's the end of it.
Okay. Now, compare those scenarios to a famous scenario of the black gentleman being shot in the car for... I don't remember exactly what he was pulled over